USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says, make no bones about it, President Trump wants to see children in school this fall.
Yeah, the president has said unmistakably that he wants schools to open, and I was just in the Oval talking to him about that. And when he says open, he means open and full, kids being able to attend each and every day at their school. The science should not stand in the way of this.
Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is tentatively scheduled to visit Portland, Oregon on Friday and receive a briefing and tour of the federal courthouse that was attacked for weeks by Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters. Wolf saying the city has been under siege for 47 straight days and that Oregon leaders are not addressing the violence and are instead blaming law enforcement and requesting fewer officers in the community. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
During an event at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says he's rolling back numerous job-killing regulations that were put in place under the previous administration.
The prior administration piled up more than 600 major new regulations, a cruel and punishing regulatory burden that cost the average American an additional $2,300 per year. Think of that, hitting low-income Americans by far the hardest.
The Supreme Court declined to allow some Florida felons the ability to vote if they have not paid fees, restitution, and other fines pertaining to their cases according to state requirements. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 decision on Thursday to reject a request to lift an appeals court order that prevents Florida felons from voting in the state's upcoming primary elections without first paying court fees and restitution. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Private religious schools are the most likely schools to open in fall, even as the majority of public schools are considering remaining closed or pushing off their start dates. In the past week, many Catholic dioceses, which run together a massive network of schools across the country, announced they intend to bring students back to school for in-person classes. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News it's not that difficult to get kids back to school safely.
Look, this is America, Laura. We've put a man on the moon. We've stormed the beaches of Normandy. We know how to get things done. And these people that are sitting in a room going, oh, gee whiz, we can't do it. That's not the attitude we need right now. The real question should be not whether or not to do it, but how to do it safely. And we can do it safely. And I'm glad that states like mine are moving forward. We need to get every state to do it for the health and benefits of these children that don't need another 6 months of homeschooling.
In Texas, human smuggling continues to be on the rise despite the coronavirus and scorching temperatures. The Border Patrol's Laredo Sector Chief Matt Hudek says they made another human smuggling bust this week where 35 people were jammed in the back of a semi.
When the agents opened that up, used their digital thermometer, the interior walls of that truck were 126 degrees.
Hudek also saying they're seeing a 25% increase in these types of smuggling attempts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.